I was 14 years old when I was first assaulted. It was actually my very first boyfriend. I remember being so excited because it was actually my first high school dance. The first time a boy ever approached me, noticed me, asked me to dance. And I was on cloud nine. He was older, popular, played sports. I'd seen him around school. I couldn't believe that out of all the girls on the dance floor, he had just asked me to dance. And I was so excited when this happened. And eventually, he became my first boyfriend, asked for my phone number, and it was very innocent. I saw him at school, and we talked on the phone every night. That was it. I wasn't allowed to date, but my parents were okay with that. And there were no red flags. I didn't have any gut feelings that anything could possibly go wrong until one day he started to heavily encourage me to lie to my parents so I could sneak out and actually spend more one-on-one time with him. And despite saying no to even just that, you know, he kind of asked and asked until I felt like I had to. And eventually we did, you know, meet up behind my parents' back on the secret date. And it was on that secret date and many others to follow where he, out of nowhere, really became extremely sexually abusive. It was very subtle in the beginning. It was confusing. He would say things like, if you cared about me, you'd want to do these things. Why are you acting like that? Didn't we make plans to, you know, be together today? And I really didn't know how to handle it. And so it was kind of small and a lot of coercive sexual activity in the beginning, but eventually it only got more aggressive and severe to the point where I would say the word no and he would force me anyway. One minute he was abusive and then the next he was apologizing and being nice. And I often felt like even if I tried to talk to someone, no one could understand because I really couldn't even understand any of it. I wasn't even sure if it was abuse. And, you know, on the other hand, I was so young. I didn't feel like I could tell my parents after I'd been lying and sneaking around. Back then, you know, didn't think that there was someone at school that I could talk to. We had academic guidance counselors. So I really just kind of felt alone. And I think I just chose to kind of keep it to myself and hope that in time things would just get better or I'd figure it out as things went along.